92.1 FM, KZLB, Fort Dodge.
You are about to experience the Regional Rock Hour, brought to you by The Rock Room at Patty's Pub, and me, Mason. Let's rock.
Regional Rock Hour is underway. We're kicking things off with a new song, new band. We don't have anything by them on here. And now we do. Good stuff. Filthy Sweet. Filthy Sweet. I'm your host, Mason, joined by a very special guest co-host this evening, Mr. Joel Hamlow. How's it going, Joel?
Going great, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, folks might have heard you on the show before,
right?
If they've listened before, right?
Yes, they have.
Okay. There we go.
Is it
talk again. You know what? Oh. I don't know what's going on here. We're going to flip out, though.
That's fine.
Oh, you're not turned on. See that box there? What do you mean do a check beforehand?
It doesn't matter.
A professional
well,
guy
I
here?
I asked him what that little box was, and
I wasn't paying attention, was I?
No, that's okay.
No, I don't do that. I was rocking out to that tune actually. I had just gotten that tune.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Filthy Sweet out of Wisconsin, as I was saying.
Out of Wisconsin.
Eau Claire. I don't know how to pronounce it exactly.
Eau Claire, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, folks have probably heard you on here before if they've listened. You've been on with your band?
Yes, one member of it.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, what band is that?
Don't Die.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah.
Got it.
No, it's the band name. The band name is Don't Die.
All right.
Yes.
I dig it, man. We enjoyed seeing you. It was the night before Thanksgiving, and then you got another one lined up. We'll talk about that later, though. I've botched this segment enough for now. Patty's Pub presents the Regional Rock Hour. They're not idiots there like we are here. I'm going to get back into the music. Missing Letters out of Minneapolis coming up shortly. And this next band, it's their latest single. We've heard from them before. They're out of Ames. Kickstart the Sun. This is Turning Mirrors into Doorways. And 92.1 The Eagle and the Regional Rock Hour.
Every time I'm dying to get out, you come to me with those sad eyes and say, darling, don't you leave, yeah, I'm right here. Oh, I'm right here.
Stuff.
This is the Regional Rock Hour.
He likes it!
On 92.1 The Eagle. We'll be right back.
chalice, the remnant of a soul to send it now. Can proudly be a better man, and don't believe the art he conceived in the misery. You're probably a sinner now. If you leave, don't turn around. Don't you hold me back or down. And I believe the power behind all the history. As far as I can see, I'm alone. Don't have the time for you. Coming home, I should go, but I don't have a place to go. Sooner or later, I'll be unknown. And when he fell, the face that he made, I was standing there. Can't believe they didn't care. Take it from me, I know how it feels to have everything, and then it isn't there. Turn around, foot on the ground, now they seem to care. Now we'll be everywhere. I'm alone, and now I don't have the time for you. I'm gunning home, I should go, but I don't have a place to go.
Yeah. is waiting.
.1 Eagle in the Regional Rock Hour. There we go. That's Hazer and the Good Book. Those guys are out of Waterloo.
It's a good place. I like Waterloo.
Yeah, Waterloo is fun. It's a fun town. College town. There's a good scene there. There's a few good bands out of there.
There's a good scene. Spicoli's is a good place.
Yeah, I've heard they treat their musicians well. Also.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rockade. It's a rockade.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. Those guys are doing their first headlining show at Woolies tonight in Des Moines.
It's a great place.
It is. And it's pretty much the premier spot in Des Moines for those bands that aren't quite big enough to do like the Seven Flags Event Center, but they're too big for some of the other smaller venues there.
Yeah.
I think I've got tickets to see Pennywise there, I think is the next band, you know, and they're a touring kind of independent punk band, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely, they've been around a long time. It's Dead Horse Trauma's done quite a few shows there on like the local level, but they also get those national acts through, and I think it's just a big step for a band to headline that spot there. So
it's a crazy place. It just sounds great to me.
Oh, yeah.
Good sound system.
You got a really good sound. They have everything set up pretty well there. You know, you got to dig the old hardwood everything, too, you know?
Yeah, and giant industrial fans that cut your head off.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, we saw some professional wrestling there one time, which I'll give a little shout. Tuesday coming up on the Eagle, I'm supposed to be interviewing two of the wrestlers that will be in town next week.
Is it the guy
weekend.
With the eyes?
It's the guy with the eyes and his hippie buddy, Hippie J. Leo and the Morbid Angel. They were best friends. Nope, not anymore.
Not any longer.
No. So we're gonna get him in the studio. I'm gonna try to talk it out with him.
You have a security or anything?
Yeah, we got our man Kurt. I think you walked by him. You probably walked by him on the way here.
Okay. Yep.
You know,
were he playing Tetris on the computer?
What if the bosses are listening? You don't need to bust them out like that. Come on.
I'm sorry. Probably wasn't Tetris.
Yeah, he's got the beard, so he should be fine, you know, protecting everything. But now those guys, when they do the shows at Fort Frenzy, they usually end up down at Patty's afterwards. And it's just fun. Like, I mean, it's cool to hear, like, they'll
they'll talk to you. They'll sign autographs and everything.
Yeah, that's coming up.
It's next Saturday.
Nice.
Next Saturday.
I have not been to one of those.
I would recommend it. Let's go. Come on.
Let's do it.
Get in the car. You're coming. I would say, yeah, like, and then afterwards they usually hit up Patty's and, yeah, like I say, they'll sign autographs, but, I mean, they'll sign autographs at the show.
Yeah.
You know, but go see them, talk to them. It's fun to hear about the independent pro wrestling scene just because it's such, it's so crazy. It's a lot like the music industry, I think, you know, at least the touring, like kind of the circus aspect of the,
I could see that.
The touring part of it, anyway.
Plus, I don't like signing autographs at the show either. I'd rather do it later on somewhere down the road.
Yeah.
Like at a bar or...
Yeah.
If that.
You Bring know. Your own pen, and I only sign boobs.
Yeah.
Hey, let's hear from some local bands, a couple Fort Dodge bands coming up, and we'll talk about the show that they have going on tomorrow night. There's a benefit tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk about that here just a bit. Patty's Pub presents a Regional Rock Hour 92.1.
February may be the shortest month of the year, but there's no shortage on fun at Patty's Pub. This Sunday, come check out the big game while enjoying snacks and drink specials at Patty's Pub. Thursday the 15th is the third Thursday jam session in the Rock Room, open to all musicians. Saturday the 17th is the return of the classic rock stylings of the Highway 7 Band. No cover charge. Like and follow Patty's Pub and the Rock Room on Facebook to keep up with events as they're added. It's always a party at Patty's Pub, downtown Fort Dodge.